Okay, we are recording. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbana zidna ilma. So let's get started. Today's tutorial, we have one objective, and that's, as you can see on the top of the screen, Jumla Ismiya practice. I am going to put the chat on my screen. Okay, here we go. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to very briefly review the rules of the Jumla Ismiya. We're going to discuss some of the vocabulary that we're going to build over the session, so we can build some sentences. And then we're going to play our game, how do you say the sentence? So let's get started with a review of the rules. Because we're going to be doing Jumla Ismiya, we're gonna start with simple ones, and then we're gonna get a little bit more advanced. So we need to have these facts fresh in our mind. So what, sorry, I just put the chat. Maximize the chat, so I couldn't see anything. Okay, so there are three parts of the Jumla Ismiya. What is the first one? If you want to unmute yourself, that's fine, or type it up for us. Okay, exactly. The first part of the sentence is the mubtada. Hard to see in the middle of the word because I wasn't hitting the right key. So, and what is the second part of the sentence? Okay, excellent. And why did I bold and underline the mubtada and I put a little star after the khabar? Very good. Exactly. The mubtada is mandatory in every Jumla Ismiya. The khabar is not mandatory as long as I have what's in the last box. Down here. Excellent. Related to khabar. So I have to have the mubtada and I have to have one or the other, a khabar or muta'alik bil khabar, related to khabar. Now, where in relation to the invisible is my mubtada located? Excellent. And a good way to spot it is looking for the first ism marfu. Again, that's not every single case. And so the mubtada is before the invisible is. And where is the khabar located when we're translating a sentence? We're going to say such and such is. And then we'll say the khabar. If there is a second ism marfu, that's likely going to be our khabar. And where is the muta'alik bil khabar located? It's going to be around the... Okay, you know what? I don't even know if these are still answers to the previous questions. I'm just going to show it after it is, along with a khabar. Okay, so what is the only form that the mubtada can take that we've studied? This is kind of like, I couldn't figure out at first how to put the heading. So I'm going to show you. The answer that I'm looking for is one ism. In comparison, the khabar, we have two options. What are the two options? A khabar can be either, yes, sister Widad, that's what I'm saying. That's why I showed it, because, okay, we've got Brother Adi giving an answer. Okay, that's one of the two answers. Put your two answers together, everybody, so that I can see them coming from the same person. Okay, so one option is that it is one ism. And what is the, who else knows the answer to what's the other form it can take? And we're going to be studying this on Monday, inshallah. Yes, Okay, so it can be one ism or a sentence. Very good. Alhamdulillah. Okay, what form can the related to khabar have? Ah, it's possible, Sister Uda. So when we have a related to khabar, what possible combinations am I going to have? It can be one of two things and then a second of two things. Very good. Okay, that's the first one is our best friend, حرف جار واسم مجرور. And the second one is new to us. What's the second one? Who else remembers?
Zarf.
Oh, that was kind of loud. Okay. Yes, dharf, but not the dharf on its own, right? You can't have a dharf on its own. You have to have something, I don't know why. Okay, I don't know why this is on my screen. Yes, so a dharf or dharf and a mudaf ilayhi. Okay, so mudaf ilayhi means connected to it. So a dharf and something that's connected to it. What is the status of the ism, which is the mubtada? Absolutely. Every single time, bold, underline, marfu. And if the khabar is an ism, what's its status going to be? Absolutely. Let's remember that whenever we're doing our sentences. Okay. And a sentence, we're not going to, it's not going to have a property because it's not an ism. And same thing for the combinations, these two. Combinations. What about the number and gender? I'm going to show you what's in here. They must, usually they will match. Okay, so the mubtada and khabar usually will match in number and gender. Notice that I've got all four properties listed, right? Status, marfu, marfu, and number and gender, well, when it's one ism, and the number and gender will usually match. This is, again, not applicable. And for the type, what is usually the type for the mubtada? Usually definite. And the khabar? Okay, remember if you're attending for the first time this tutorial, you should be given the chance to give your answers first. Well, yes, it is usually indefinite. All right. And here again, this is not an ism, so it won't have the type. So now that we've reviewed this, we're going to just talk, we're going to start with our translation exercises, and we're going to be translating from English to Arabic. The first sentence we're going to be doing is control shift plus. No, alt shift plus. Okay, the first sentence we're going to be doing is the man is a teacher. So how do you say a man, singular definite, in Arabic? Okay, okay, only Umziad? Anybody else? Singular definite.
Rajulu.
Okay, I've got, there's one correct answer so far on the screen. Sorry, I'm so sorry. No. Here, this is the column we're doing. Singular indefinite. I'm so sorry. I forgot that I'm pointing at the wrong column. Okay, there's so many good answers. The answer is, I'm sorry if you got confused. This is the answer that you were giving me, right? Singular definite, the man, okay? So I wanted a man, which is what I thought I was asking. Sorry. So now we got a man, rajulun, and we got the man, al-rajulu. Okay, so we're going to look at what's the, how do you say, من.
رجال.
Okay. And we were all going to say them all in or write them all in marfu status. Okay, oops, I didn't mean to do that. Okay, rijalun, and what kind of plural is that? Pretend you didn't see my answer and give me yours instead. Rijalun. Okay, very good. Rijalun is a human broken plural. And how do you say the men? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got to go a little bit faster, otherwise we're not going to get our sentences done. Okay, ar-rijalu, very good. Ar-rijalu is the answers, is the answer. Now, for the second word that we're going to need, because we said the man is a teacher, if you don't know a word in Arabic, what you can do is use this website here. I'm going to give you the link. It's almaani.com, although it's spelled like this, but it's almaani.com. So I'm going to share the link here in the chat. Okay, so we're going to go to that website right now. And we're going to look for the word teacher, right? So we've got here English to Arabic. So I type the word teacher and I hit enter. And then it's going to give me a group of words, right? Ustad and so on. Now, the word that we know from our study, which word do you recognize here? Although the font is kind of a little bit funky, but what word do you recognize from steps to Arabic one, step one? Okay, Mu'allim, excellent. So as you can see, we've got many words here. So the best thing to do on this website is to copy the word and paste it in the search box here. I know it says English to Arabic, but it will automatically adjust. And so we're going to do a reverse lookup. Okay, so we're going to put Mu'allim. And one thing that it's, and here, so it says, Mu'allim, teacher here. But you see here, you can actually see where it says teacher, it actually shows you the harakat. Mu'allim, teacher. So this is the word that we're going to need. Okay? So this website is in your notes, and this here is in the notes, so you can use it. And this is the word that we were looking for, mu'allimun. So let's go back to our vocabulary table and say, so a teacher is mu'allimun. And I need to change back to English, mu'allimun. So how do you say the teacher? Okay. And how do you say, what is the plural? The teachers, but sorry, teachers. Okay, very good. Mu'allimuna. And what kind of plural is this? Okay, Sister Froza, that's half of the answer. So your classmates, mashallah, have supplied the other half. So this is a sound masculine plural. And how do you say the men? Sorry, the teachers. Yes. So there's no change. We're just putting the L in front. Okay, so that's straightforward. Now, how do you say the sentence, the man is a teacher? And I have the split screen here so I can show our vocabulary right there. So how do you say the man is a teacher? Send me one private message, please. Send me the whole sentence in one message. Otherwise, I will not know which word goes with which as the answers come. So private message, please. One single message. The man is a teacher. Very good, Sister Imziad. Very good, Sister Widad. You're keeping all your rules in mind. Very good, Sister Samar. Sister Froza, we've got the man. Singular. Okay, try again. And the khabar also needs to be fixed. Okay, Sister Fatima, excellent. All right, so the first word that we're going to have is going to be, as you've pointed out, everybody's got the order correct. So ar-rajulu, the man, ar-rajulu is a teacher. Mu'allimun. The man is a teacher. Ar-rajulu mu'allimun. Now please send me, you can type or send me on the count of three your answer for the next sentence because it's very similar to the previous one. So one, two, three. Muhammad is a teacher. Excellent, mashallah. So this time it's Muhammadun Mu'allimun. And the reason why we have a tanween here is what? Because we said it should be, we should be having a, normally a definite mubtada up here, but here we have a tanween. Yes, Sister Widad, correct. Oh, what kind though? All kinds? Yes, there you go. That's the proper answer. Sister Umziad, this we're not talking about the reason the okay, I see what you're saying. You're mentioning two things. So, yes, there's a tanween because it's not banned from tanween and the specifically what I was asking is how is it definite with the tanween, and the answer is because it is a proper name. But you're right, that is why there's tanween also. So the reason why it is definite and still has a tanween is that all proper names are definite. Okay, the next sentence we're going to do is the men are teachers. Now if I have the men, I'm going to show our vocabulary again. Just a reminder what kind of plural this is, right? The men is a human broken plural, and the teachers is a human, a sound masculine plural, okay? So you're going to send me here this sentence, please, as one private message now. The men are teachers. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Okay, Sister Afroza, be careful of your khabar. Okay, mashallah, the answers are amazing that are coming. So let's look at that right away. First, we're going to mention the men. Ar-rijalu mu'allimuna. And now let's analyze this. What's the mubtada? For the analysis, you can send your answers to everybody. We can participate as a group. What's the mubtada? Very good. Ar-rijalu. What's the khabar? Very good. What's the related to khabar? Exactly. Perfect. Oh my goodness. I just realized that the audio doesn't show the chat. So the answer is the mubtada is ar-rijalu, the khabar is mu'allimuna, related to khabar is not applicable. I gotta remember that. Okay, so the next one, we're going to translate the men are teachers in the school. So you're going to use this link and you're going to find the word for school. And you're going to send me the sentence in a private message, please. Actually, yes, okay. Pay attention, I'm leaving this sentence here, okay? Okay, very good answers, mashallah. But remember, yes. Okay, excellent. Oops. Check your spelling for the last word, Sister Widad. Okay. I think you did. You got a different word. That's all. All right. So I'm going to do what you did. Now we're going to put the word here, school. So we're going to go with a pretty standard one, which you guys probably all hear in your communities. So school, madrasa. We're going to do a reverse lookup here. And madrasa indeed means school. So here's our tashkil, madrasa. Okay. And actually, this is a word that means madhab here. So that's a school of thought here. Academy, college, school. Let's take this one. They're spelled the same, but just to be on the safe side. Okay, so we're going to use, for the sake of our exercise, the word madrasa. And as you all pointed out, the first word is going to be ar-rijalu and mu'allimuna fi al-madrasati, with a kasra because it is ism mashhur. So what's our mubtada in our sentence? Okay, excellent. It's our first ism marfu', and our second ism marfu' is Mu'allimuna. And then what do we have left related to khabar? This is our first time dealing with this tonight. So what's a related to khabar? Excellent. Hafjar fi plus ism majrur al madrasati. Excellent. So here we have what kind of plural? We have a broken one, right? And we have here a sound one. So that's not a problem. Right? So let's just remember that they don't have to match in terms of what type of plural they are. But normally, if we look back up here, normally the number will match. Not in type of plural, but definitely the fact that both are plural. Now, a sentence with a similar structure or a part of an ayah is the ayah that we had a fail at the end of our class on Thursday. We were looking at a portion of this ayah. So if we look at the first few words of the ayah, الرجالُ قوامون على النساء. It's got the same type of structure. So you tell me, what is the مبتدأ? Yes, it's kind of a trend tonight. الرجالُ is our مبتدأ. And what kind, what's the type of plural? Or the kind of plural? I don't like to say type because we're already got type definite and indefinite. So what kind of plural? Yes, a human broken plural. And what's our khabar in the sentence? الرجال قوامون على النساء. Very good. قوامون. And what kind of plural is it? It is a sound masculine plural. And it is مفو. Oh, mashallah, now we have a trilingual class. Oui, it is مفو. Okay, now do we have a related to خبر in this phrase? If your answer is yes, you can tell me what it is. Like Sister Ziyad did. Excellent. Very good. Okay, excellent. All right. Ala, harf jar ala, and ism majrur an-nisa'i. And what does an-nisa'i mean? Actually, we can see here, Surat An-Nisa, it's the name of the chapter. Yes, the women, exactly. And what kind of plural is it? It's kind of hard to tell, right? Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go up to our vocabulary table. Yes, very good. So here we go, An-Nisa. Plural, the women, and Nisa. And what is the indefinite version? Women. Ah, oh. You're stealing my thunder. We're going to use a different one though for the singular. And Sister Froza, I think you forgot something. Actually, imra'atun is a singular, Sister Bidad. No, I'm asking for the plural indefinite. Yes, nisa'un with the tanween. Okay. And you correctly said that it is a human broken plural. Okay, so now the singular that we're going to use in our exercises is going to be revealed in a moment. Okay, so let's go back to our sentence here. So we said An-Nisa means the women. So please tell me the translation from Arabic to English of this sentence. I'm going to give you, I'm going to tell you that Qawwamuna means protectors. So you can send me as a private message the English translation of this sentence. Perfect, Sister Mziad. Sister Widad, you can just drop the of is. Oh, okay. You're making it sound like mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Sister Afroza, you your answer is almost correct. See if you can figure out what's missing. Brother Ali, also. You're just missing one word. Now, Sister Widad, I don't know if you're joking, but you're missing the word men. Okay, so the answer is... Oh, wrong side. too much Arabic. The men are... So that's our hidden... that's our invisible is... protectors over the women. All right. Ar-rijalu, the men, after our mubtada is our hidden, our invisible is. Qawwamuna, protectors, no al, ala, an-nisa'i, over the women. So we got our al here, the. The men are protectors over the women. So question. Is Qawwamuna a na'at? This was a question that somebody asked this morning, which was a very good question. Is Qawwamuna a na'at? Okay. And the answer... That's correct. The answer is no. Now, we'll review quickly the manrud na'at rule. They have to match in how many of the four properties? Sister Widad, we'll get our conclusion at the end. Exactly, all four, right? So let's check the status. Are they both of the same status? If your answer is yes, tell me what's the status. Both of them are? Excellent. Both of them are marfu. Are they of the same number? Sister Widad, why do you say no? We said earlier that they're plurals. Both of them are plural. Ar-rijalu and qawwamuna. Exactly. Okay. And then are they both of the same gender? Yes. So we've got three out of four. What are we left with? Type. What's the type of ar-rijalu? What's the type of qawwamuna? So we have a fail. And if you've got definite followed by indefinite, usually it's going to be what? The second word is going to be the. Exactly. The second word is not a na'at. It's a khabar. And that's what we have here. Okay. That's how to tell. Very important. Right? The answer is. The type does not match. Okay, mashallah, good work. So next sentence we're going to do is the Muslim men. We've got men up here. The Muslim men are teachers in the school, right? Before we did, when we said Muslim men, we meant Muslimuna. But now I actually want two different words. I want a separate word. So what is the word Muslim going to be? If I'm saying the men are teachers in the school, but I'm qualifying the men as being Muslim, what is this word going to be? It's going to be a if the word Muslim qualifies men, it's going to be what? Scrolling, pointing, highlighting. Okay, I've highlighted the answer on the screen. Please, everybody, answer the question. The word Muslim is going to be a... No, just the word Muslim. The word Muslim is going to be a na'at, exactly, right? So I'm going to give you a hint as to the structure of the sentence, okay? The structure will be the men, the Muslims, teachers in the school. Okay, so this is just to help you make your sentence. The men, the Muslims, teachers in the school. Of course, the meaning of the sentence is going to be the Muslim men are teachers in the school. So you go ahead, send me your answer as a private message. Perfect, Sister Umzia. Sister Wudad, make sure that you remember our not roles. Ah, yes, I saw you this morning, that's true. Okay, perfect, Brother Ali. Okay, excellent, the answers are coming. Awesomely, mashallah, so let's do this together. The first word. Oops, I don't know why it keeps, like, I keep getting the upload thing. Okay. Al-Rijalu Al-Muslimuna. Do I have to have Al here? Do I have to have Al on Muslimuna? Okay. Why do I have to have the Al? Yes, why do I have a, okay. You can send your answers to everybody so that we can participate in a conversation. Yes, exactly. All four properties should match. What happens if I have ar-rijalu and muslimuna without the al? What happens? That would become, that means that muslimuna is now indefinite, right? And if it's definite followed by definite, what's the meaning going to be? Exactly, it's going to be the khabar. So what's the, translate this sentence, ar-rijalu muslimuna, translate that to English. Add an S at the end? Yeah, exactly. The men are Muslims. Is that what we're looking for? Okay, yours is like so plural. There's four S's. No, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for the Muslim men. So that's why we have to say Ar-Rijalul Muslimuna. Ar-Rijalul Muslimuna. Then we've got our hidden is, so R. And then we've got teachers, Mu'allimuna. And then we've got Fil Madrasati. The Muslim men are teachers. Exactly, just because of the Al. We have to be very careful. Right? A tanween, a fatha, kasra, a dhamma, an al, no al. It changes everything. English is not like that. English is like much more forgiving. So we have to be careful because this is the language of the Quran. If we're dealing with Quran and Hadith, we have to be very careful. Also, we'll understand them incorrectly if we don't pay attention to these. I'm going to call them small things, but Sister Wadad just pointed out that in reality, there are not small things. Ar-rijalu muslimuna muallimuna fil madrasati. The Muslim men are teachers in the school. What's my mubtada? Yes, I'm I tend to be a precise person. Ar-rijalu, very good. And is Ar-Rijalu playing another role in the sentence in relation to a different is Ar-Rijalu playing another? Yes, okay. Ar-Rijalu is also man'ut. And what is its na'at? If there's a man'ut, there's got to be a na'at. Al-Muslimuna. Excellent. Okay. Next, what's our khabar? Very good. Related to khabar, muta'alik bil khabar. Muta'alik means related to or connected to, right? Allaqa yu'alliqu. Connected. What's our related to khabar? Fil madrasati. That's the one. Akhra fi. Ismajroor al madrasati. Okay, one private message, please. The woman is a teacher. Oh! We actually have to go back to our vocabulary table. I'm hearing myself through the vent going into the bedroom from my husband listening to the other side, and I just heard the high pitch. Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm making myself laugh. All right, so the singular that we're going to use for a woman is mar'atun. Mar'atun. So you tell me the singular definite version, the woman. Because that's what we need here, the woman. Okay. Try and give me a hamza in there. Because I see al-maratu. Oh, now I'm seeing an alif. Okay, you know what? I'm going to share here. There. You see, guys, how I put the hamza in there? You don't want to skip the hamza when it comes to, transliteration, because you're going to change the word, right? And if you did the quizzes, I hope you did, for first person singular, right? Anna, you got to have your hamza there. Okay, so the word is al-mar'atu, al-mar'atu. Al-mar'atu. So now you're going to translate this and send me as one private message, please. The woman is a teacher. The woman is a teacher, and then we'll analyze it. Make sure you match the gender. Match the gender. Because we set up here, number and gender should normally be matching. Brother Ali, make sure you match the gender and the number. Let me check here. I was sending a message. Yes, sorry. Yes, Sister Samar, Sister Wudad, Sister Mziad. As Brother Ali, make sure you, al-mar'atu is a woman, right? So it'll be awkward if she's a male teacher. Okay, so let's look at the answer. The answer, as many of you have correctly pointed out, is al-mar'atu. We've got our al here, so there's no tanween. Al-mar'atu mu'allimatun. Al-mar'atu mu'allimatun. What's her mubtada? Am I frozen? I'm not seeing any answers. Can you type one if I'm not frozen? Type one if I'm unfrozen. Okay. Now, type the mubtada. Okay. Al-mar'atu. Okay, Sister Laiba, welcome. Al-mar'atu is our mubtada. Mashallah, I love your hamza, Sister Widad. What's our khabar? Oh, she's even giving me a rain. Mu'allimatun. Yes, I know you've been there, but you haven't been talking. Mashallah, you've been uncharacteristically quiet. Sister Laiba and I go way back, so it's okay if I tease her. Oh, yeah, for another week, inshallah. Okay, al-mar'atu mu'allimatun, we're out of words, so we don't have a related to khabar. All right, now, one private message, please. The woman is a teacher in a school. Now, maybe I'll give you our word again. Where did I put it? Just in case you forgot. Let me put it right here. The woman is a teacher in a school. The woman is a teacher in a school. So send me that one private message, please. Sister Widad, what happened at the end? Sister Samar, what happened at the end? Excellent, Sister Mziad. Sister Afroza, I underlined the A to make sure that we don't get confused. Brother Bilal, welcome. Same thing, I underlined the A. Okay, so let's look at it together. I'm sure you'll be like, ah, I knew this. The woman, al-mar'atu, is mu'allimatun, a teacher, fi Yes, that's correct now. Madrasatin. Madrasatin. This is a school. Before we had the school, al-madrasati. And now we have ism majrur, indefinite. So madrasatin. The woman is a teacher in a school. Al-mar'atu mu'allimatun fi madrasatin. If anybody has any questions, they don't understand something, you post your question either to everyone or to me privately. I want to make sure that everybody's understanding. Sometimes you'll see it and you're like, oh yeah, I knew that. But sometimes you're like, I don't get it. So this is a tutorial. It's a time for you to tell me that you're not getting it. So mubtada is, that's okay, Sister Froza, we're here to learn. Mubtada. Yes, that's what we end up saying. Okay, this is the same as the previous one, so I'm just going to show it right now. Al-madrasatu. Al-mar'atu. And the khabar is yes. And so we got our definite mubtada, our indefinite khabar, and we got our related khabar. Fi madrasatin. Excellent. MashaAllah. Okay, now the woman is in a school. One private message, please. I'm going to put it like this so you can see the previous sentence. The woman is in a school. The woman is in a school. Okay, excellent. The woman is in a school. The only difference with our previous sentence is that we don't have, we say al-madrasatu fi, al-imra'atu fi madrasatin. That would just be weird. Al-mar'atu fi madrasatin. And what's our mubtada this time? Okay. Al-mar'atu. Yes, very good, Sister Afroza. So al-mar'atu has not changed. What is our khabar? Excellent. Very good. What's our related to khabar? Yes. Fi madrasatin. So we said earlier, there has to be one or the other. Doesn't matter which one, it's still okay. We didn't have a related to khabar, now we don't have a khabar. But still, we understand the sentence. We're talking about the woman, that's the mubtada, and information is being given, we're learning about the woman. The woman is in a school, so that's fine if there's no khabar. There all won't always be one. So now we're getting close to the end of the session. We're going to... We said earlier, the woman is a teacher in a school. Now we're going to change it up a little bit. And we're going to say, you know what? I'm just going to make this like super small, just so that we can. No, I want one. I don't want 10. Okay. Just sticky. Ah! Okay. You know what? I'm going to remove my split because we don't really need it anymore. I'm just wanting you guys to see the previous sentence. So the woman, I'm just going to take it out for now. I can put it back later. Okay, the tall woman is a teacher in a school. So the word for tall is طويلٌ. What is the feminine version? طويلٌ. Because Okay, first of all, tell me, what is the word tall going to be? The word tall is going to be? Yes, طويلة. And why am I asking what's the feminine version? What's the word tall going to, what's طويلة going to play as a role inside the sentence? Okay, and there's, oops, I meant to do, right? So it's the, so it's number, so it's definite, it's singular, right? Woman, and it's, you know, the status. So you will be able to use the proper word for طويلة, the proper version of طويلة. So send me, and here's a hint for you. The sent the manout comes before the naat, and so the sentence structure is going to be the beginning of the sentence is going to be the woman the tall. So you send me a private message with that sentence. Make sure all your properties match. Don't forget, you can copy and paste a big amount, quite a bit of it. Remember, we're doing the singular. So I'm going to show again the table up here. So we need this word, right? Nisa is a plural. So we want this word. Nisa'un means women. Excellent. Okay, I'm seeing awesome answers. So we're going to look again at our answer. And so we're going to start with al-mar'atu, and as you've correctly pointed out, at-tawilatu mu'allimatun fi madrasatin. The tall woman is a teacher in the school. Al-mar'atu طويلة معلمة في مدرسة. Sounds like a children's rhyme or something. So the مبتدأ is. Yes, it does. I think it's the way I'm saying it. المرأة الطويلة. Excellent. And this word is also. Manout, excellent. And the next word is very good. Naat, and what's our khabar? معلمة. What's related to خبر? That hasn't changed. في مدرسة. I keep saying في المدرسة. في مدرسة. So we see here المرأة. Both are have the same status. مرفوع. Number. Singular. Gender. Feminine. Type. Definite. Check, 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 check. منعود. نعت. All right. Lastly, as Imam Arij says this morning, we're going to finish with a bang, but I'm not going to suggest it. I'm going to tell you we're finishing with a bang. How do you say he wrote? I thought we were doing Jumla Ismiya. What's she doing to us? Yes, Kataba. How do you say she wrote? Sister Laiba, I'm just repeating. You're right, though. I'm violating my own rules. Okay, كتبت. Good, good. I'm sorry. Okay, Sister Leva, you're distracting me. كتبت. All right. Now, you send me right now the translation of the sentence, the woman she wrote. The woman she wrote. So we've had a lot of sentences that begin with the woman, the woman, the woman. So now you write to me, the woman, she wrote. Perfect. Oh, Sister Widad, just one woman. Oh no, Sister Umziad, sorry. That's not the sentence we're looking for. You sent me the woman wrote. We're looking for she wrote, the woman she wrote. Okay? And a lot of you have pointed out correctly that the answer is al-mar'atu katabat. Now you send me the man he wrote. Should be easy because you've got a good start with the part on top. Okay, Brother Ali, just the one man, not many men. The man, not men. The man. Definite, singular. Brother Bilal, also give me the singular. One man. Sister Ziad, yes. Okay, excellent. And just one moment, Sister Uda. Ar-rajulu kataba. Okay, so what's our mubtada in the first sentence? The first sentence up here? Up here. Okay, mubtada al-mar'atu. What is the mubtada in this sentence, the second sentence? All right, and what is the khabar in the first sentence? Al-mar'atu katabat. What is the khabar? Excellent, Brother Bilal. The information that we're giving about the woman is that she wrote. The woman, she wrote. And what's going to be the khabar for ar-rajulu kataba? Excellent. What kind of khabar is this? What form of khabar is this? Go back right to the top to our review of the rules for jumla ismiya. This khabar is a sentence. This khabar is a jumla fi'liya. So this jumla ismiya has a jumla fi'liya in it. Jumla ismiya. Jumla fi'liya, a sentence within a sentence, and that is our topic for Monday, inshallah. So, was that enough of a bang for you? I think that was cool. There was a question. I'm having trouble scrolling up to the question. Okay, if we write the opposite, katabat. Al-mar'atu. Well, that's not working. Okay. This is a jumla fi'liya. That's the question, Sister Widar had started. This is what we studied at the beginning of the semester, right? كتبت المرأة. But that's not what we have. Right? So كتبت المرأة. This is, what would be the role of المرأة here? What would be the role in this sentence that I just typed up? Or pasted clumsily. That's right. It would be the outside fa'il. Exactly. But that's not what sentence we have. And why did I put the she? Why did I specify the she here? I wrote it specifically, right? Because the she is, this sentence here, katabat, means she wrote. This is the hidden pronoun she. Right? Katabat means she wrote. Yes, this is hidden pronoun she. She wrote. Katabat, she wrote. Right? Al-mar'atu, the woman. كتبت, she wrote. The man, الرجل, he wrote. كتب. Okay, so I mentioned the hidden pronoun he and the hidden pronoun she because they are part and parcel of كتبت and كتب. So that's so this is a good introduction for Monday, inshallah. And good job for you who spotted the khabar in this sentence because that was tricky. And we had a great practice today. Alhamdulillah, I hope you all feel more confident with the jumla ismiya. And it's 9:11. Oh, here I go again. So it's 11 minutes past 9. So if anybody has this here, kataba is a jumla fi'liya. It's not just the fi'l, it's a jumla fi'liya. It's an entire sentence. So don't look at it as a fi'il, look at it as a sentence. Okay, Sister Widad? It's a whole sentence. It's got a subject. It's got an actor, a subject, and a verb, right? It's got an action, a time, and an actor. So it's an entire sentence, right? That's why I put the period here. He wrote, she wrote. Entire sentence. It's a fi'il, which is a sentence. When do we make the difference between what and what, Brother Bilal? Well, the rule, are you talking about the sentence that I had on the screen? Because a jumla, okay, if it was, how do we know that this is only a jumla fi'liya here? Because the ism marfu is after the fi'il. So that means it's the fa'il for this word. So this only means the woman wrote. The woman wrote. That's just a jumla fi'liya. Right? The woman wrote. Normally a jumla fi'liya will start with a fi'il. Jumla ismiya starts with an ism. But when we're looking, there has to be, since we're starting with an ism, this is the mubtada. Right? Everybody's clear on how this is a mubtada, right? So, what do we look for if we have a mubtada? We gotta have our khabar or a muta'alliq bil khabar, right? So, I don't see any hafjar, I don't see any dharf, so that means it's my khabar. And as we know, a khabar can be a sentence, and this is a sentence. Make sense? Awesome. All right. So, jazana wayaka. All right, everybody, it was great to do this together. So I'm going to wrap up now. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.